Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we have heard words of resurrection, words of eternal life, words of joy. Help us to believe them, to know that they are the truth, to know that they are your promise and your promise fulfilled. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. There is a story told by a somewhat famous Methodist pastor by the name of William Sangster. He was a pastor in London during the first half of the 20th century. And the story seems that he went to visit a young girl in the hospital who was losing her sight. And she said to him, "God is going to take my sight away." And after a long pause, Sangster said, "Don't let him, Jesse, don't let him." And then he said, "Give it to him. Try to pray this prayer. Father, if for any reason I must lose my sight, help me to give it to you." The story continues that when Jesse returned to church, she had a guide dog with her. The dog used to sleep during the first 20 minutes of the sermon and then wake up and howl. When he saw that his howling did not silence the preacher, it went back to sleep. I had to add that. I mean, that last little bit is true according to the story. But I wanted you to hear the first part of it. Give it to him. Those are hard. Those are hard words. To give God our loss. Loss is hard by the very nature. We don't want to lose whatever it is we've lost. And this is especially true when it is that we lose those dear to us, family or friends. This is especially true when we lose someone with whom we feel that there are still things and issues that are unresolved, or there were things that were left unsaid by us or by the other. And today, I want this sermon to be a little different. I want to share my struggle with you as a way to help some of you who may be struggling with loss. This is not about me, but I hope it can be about you. I lost my dad on my 27th birthday. He was 64, had cancer, and died of a heart attack in surgery after exploratory surgery to discover the cancer. And for the past 27 years, I've been dealing with those things that were unsaid by him and by me. And lately, I've been trying to find out about his adolescent years, for which I know next to nothing about. I don't even have pictures of him from those years. I have one of when he was a child, probably 7, 8, or 9, and then others after he was a young adult. I have realized that in many ways, much of what I wish Dad had said was about and because of the fact that he lost his mother when he was 11. She died of cancer. And all of his life, I'm convinced, was affected by this great sadness. A sadness that in the end, I've realized, affected my life as well. Although I didn't understand it how much until recently. Loss is hard. In many ways, there's no going back. Many of you will recognize the title of my sermon. It's from the movie Field of Dreams. It's the statement of shoeless Joe Jackson to Ray Kinsella, played by Kevin Costner, just before where he sees his dad. Shulas looks at Ray and says, he said, if you will build it, he will come. And then he looks over toward home plate. And at that point of the movie, my hair begins to stand on end because I know what's coming. And the tears begin to well up behind my eyes because Ray sees his dad. As he says that he sees his dad before life had beaten his dad down. Would that we all could go back and talk to those that we've lost, or better yet, that the person hadn't died at that point in the first place. I certainly feel Mary's words, Lord, if you had been here, my dad wouldn't have died, or my brother wouldn't have died. And recently, I've realized how much my dad was unable to teach me. Because he wasn't around. He died. He couldn't teach me what it's like to be the father of a 25-year-old. I was already out of the house before then. He couldn't teach me about being a grandfather because he didn't see any of his grandchildren. Lord, if you'd been there, I might have been able to find some of this stuff out. You all have things you've missed out on. Loss is painful because it is so final. But then we hear Jesus' response to Martha. Martha's declaration that it's too late. The body's already decomposing. Don't open it up now. And Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? It's never too late for God. Well, hey, I don't see Jesus around to raise my dad right now. So what do these words mean for us? It must be too late. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Maybe we don't see our loved ones now. And who knows what heaven is like. And whether we will see our loved one again then, whether it will matter. But the glory of God, I'm convinced, is there for us now. The glory of God is there in the Spirit that allows us to continue to live in spite of a loss. The glory of God is there in the people who hold us when we cry buckets of tears. The glory of God is there in the connections we make in our lives that help us to answer the questions we have or help us to live with the questions. One thing I'm certain of is that the glory of God is there in the lives, the tears, the hugs, the gentle comforting words of those who have been there and who are not afraid to be with me in my time of loss. Those are the saints. Those are the saints I believe in and am grateful for. The saints are the ones who, out of their pain and loss, have touched mine with gentle compassion. And given me the courage to continue. I may never, probably never, will get a lot of my questions answered. I may not be able to build it so Dad will come. But the important thing is, God has built it so that God can come. God has given me saints who will walk my journey with me, and my brothers and sisters. That has made all the difference. Thanks be to God, who gives us the power and the strength to persevere. Amen.